episode 395, A Reason to Smile.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. Get up. Let's get moving and grooving. Let's go do something together. What do you have on your calendar today? Do you have anything? Well, come on. Let's come in. Come over. Let's go do life together. Yes, I'm so excited. Now, if you're not excited, you got to get excited with me because we are in a blizzard. Now, that doesn't mean we've got mega snow coming down, but we've got major winds happening, and it's causing whiteouts everywhere. In fact, school was canceled, and it's just been crazy weather. I pray that you are safe and warm if you're in a cold place. And if you're in a really warm place, would you invite me over for some tea and crumpets or something? Because I would like to come where you are. I am tired of the cold. I'm ready for the spring. A reason to smile is what we're going to chat about today, because if not, I'm just going to kind of be blah. Because today is a really yucky day out. Have you ever had those days? You may be having one right now where really you just want to roll over and not do anything. Yeah, I didn't want to get out of bed today. School was canceled. Actually, it was delayed first, and then the children were already up, and so I was up, and Daddy, of course, is moving, and you know, we go regardless of the weather. But the weather has an effect on us, doesn't it? And life then starts to follow the weather. And if the weather pattern isn't great, then we kind of get all down and yucky. And I don't remember seeing sun for like 24 hours now. Granted, I've got to be grateful that over the weekend we had beautiful sun. And so for that, I am grateful. But it's when you have those cloudy days and you're just not feeling it, you're like, ugh, I'm just kind of bumming, and I really don't want to do anything today. No, I don't. But then you know you have to. You got to get those domestic beauties done. The house is not going to clean itself. And the laundry, it's part of those domestic beauties. You got to get that done too. There's so much to do being the CEO of your family. And then if you have a job on top of that, a career, a business, things get even more complicated. Yeah, I know. I was supposed to lift you up, right? Are you feeling just like, oh, I'm tired already? We do have those tired days where we don't feel like we want to do anything. But you know what? There is a reason to smile. Hope is your reason. Hope is confidence. Hope is determination. Remember, we were just talking about the big bully in episode 394. And what was that big bully? The self-doubt that creeps in. And it finds us, and it just kind of eats at us. It's kind of like this fungus that grows within us. You don't want to have that fungus growing within you, so you want to have hope. Hope is confidence. Hope is determination. Hope is courage. And faith is the ultimate expression of hope. Where there's life, there's hope. Wow, a reason to smile. Whatever is happening in your life today, there's hope. There's a reason to smile. No matter how crazy the children are driving you in your life, there's hope, a reason to smile. When the weather isn't cooperating, oh, we were just talking about that, right? Where's the sun? I need my vitamin D. And it's not cooperating in your life, there's hope, a reason to smile. Your business seems to be not going where you want it to in your life, but there's hope, a reason to smile. If the arguments are hurting you in your life, there's hope, a reason to smile. When faced with divorce and the feeling of not being loved in life, there is hope, a reason to smile. As the finances consume your every thought in life, there's hope, a reason to smile. Nothing is destroyed in a minute where there's life, because there's hope, the reason to smile. You may feel like you've hit a dead end, a roadblock. You can't go any further. Maybe you are just so frustrated with your teenage daughter that hanging her on the clothesline isn't even going to work. You're done. You're even questioning, why did I have this baby? And yeah, if you're honest, moms, we have those thoughts. And it's not a negative thing necessarily. It's called we're being human. We're being honest. We're being realistic. What if I didn't take this job? What if I didn't marry this man? We have those moments in our life. What if I wasn't this fat and overweight? What if I didn't have this much debt over my head? What if I would have just started this business 10 years ago like I really wanted to? I know I'd be much further along. It's that dreadedness of I'm not going anywhere. But where there's life, there is hope. Hope is confidence. Hope is determination. Hope is courage. And faith is the ultimate expression of hope. Where there's life, there is hope. The reason to smile. Don't let that roadblock stop you. Don't let the sniffles hold you back. That little fever of 101.2 will go away. You may not feel good right now, but that doesn't mean it has to affect your attitude. It's okay to lay down in bed and to be lazy and not to take care of those domestic beauties if you're sick. Don't continue to beat yourself up. Give yourself hope, a reason to smile. When you feel like you just want to hang your child by on the clothesline by their little toesies because they're not listening to you, and you've tried absolutely everything, taking the electronics, taking the phone, cutting off the boyfriends or the girlfriends, taking the car away, taking away the Legos or the building blocks, or even Barney or whatever the favorite TV show is nowadays. Where there's life, there's hope. Don't let the yuckiness of us going through the daily grind get to your heart. There's a reason to smile. Where there's life, there's hope. I've seen so many mommies get flustered and they get frustrated. And you know, my life isn't easy. A lot of people look at me and say, Christiane, you're always smiling. And really, honestly, I really am. Most of the time, I have a smile on my face. Most of the time, I'm happy-go-lucky. But that doesn't mean I don't get tired. That doesn't mean I don't get frustrated. That doesn't mean that when I turn on the news and something's happened, that I'm like, really? And I get kind of like boiling inside me, mad. Or maybe there's something going on at school with my children and I don't really know what to do. Yeah, I'm human too. But you see, it's the perspective that I take it from. Where there's life, there's hope, a reason to smile. You can impact your day by what you do, by not letting it affect your attitude of your heart. When you are down, that's okay to be down. Just don't get used to always being down, because then what you've created? A habit. And that's not a daily goal you really want to practice. I'm just saying. So in order to pursue the life that you want to have, you have to have a reason to smile. And where there's life, there's hope. Smile today because you have life and you have hope. Make today count. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.